Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some places in our world that are wonderfully weird, like Area 51, the Bermuda Triangle, or Florida. But there are others that, in comparison, seem completely impossible. I'm talking about places where waterfalls exist underwater, locations where lightning strikes more than a million times a year, and even parts of the ocean that literally catch fire. Have I piqued your curiosity? Then get ready to take a tour of even more places that shouldn't exist on our planet, but somehow still do.
You're listening
to Be Amazed.
In Venezuela, something strange hangs in the air over the mouth of the Great Catatumbo River. As it flows into the massive Lake Maracaibo, a strange static electricity starts to build in the atmosphere. A huge lightning storm follows soon after, producing as many as 280 terrifying lightning strikes per hour. This is just one of up to 300 nights per year where lightning rages over Catatumbo. Every 365 days, as many as 1.2 million lightning discharges light up the region's sky. That's so much that just 10 minutes of Catatumbo's lightning could power 100 million light bulbs, enough to illuminate all of South America. The storm, which the locals call Relampago del Catatumbo, has raged for as long as anyone can remember. But how is it possible for a lightning storm to occur in the exact same place night after night? For decades, experts came up with countless theories. From uranium deposits in the bedrock attracting lightning strikes, to the influence of methane from nearby oil fields. Rumors even began to spread that Catatumbo produces a special type of lightning, some of which is colored because of the presence of methane. But these myths simply aren't true. It wasn't until 2015 that an answer was finally found, when scientists discovered Lake Maracaibo's basin is surrounded by mountains that trap warm winds coming off the Caribbean Sea. When these winds collide with the cool air coming down from the Andes Mountains, they are forced up, condensing into a stream of never-ending thunderclouds. While that's a pretty succinct explanation, it doesn't make the Relampago del Catatumbo any less electrifying to witness. Next up, on July 2, 2021, a gas pipe running along the seabed ruptured in the Gulf of Mexico, just off the Yucatan Peninsula. The break sent a stream of gas bubbling up to the water's surface, but as emergency services began circling the incident, they spotted something truly terrifying. The ocean wasn't just bubbling with gas, it was boiling with bright orange flames. The water was literally on fire. But surely that's impossible, right? I mean, how can water catch fire? The emergency boat was, surprisingly, throwing water at it. But if water can catch fire, why were those boats using more water to try and put it out? Well, the methane and other wet gas components like ethane and propane released from the ruptured pipe are all highly flammable. All it would have taken was a single spark to set it alight, which could have traveled up the continuous stream of gas during the explosive breach. So it's not actually the water that's on fire, but the gas escaping to the surface. The constant stream of gas from below then kept feeding the fire, resulting in the hellish hotspot seen in the footage of the incident. Fortunately, the fire was extinguished a few hours later. Phew. Workers used nitrogen to starve the area of oxygen which fire needs in order to burn, a bit like using a huge fire extinguisher. Now, I know scientists say that the oceans are warming up, but this is just ridiculous. With its white sands, blue waters, and sunny skies, the Maldives Islands are pretty enchanting. But during the summer months, the island of Vadhu becomes even more magical. Waves lapping the shores are fringed with electric neon blue sparkles that make it look like the night sky is breaking on the beaches. This breathtaking phenomenon is known as the Sea of Stars, and while it does occur in the summer months, scientists can't currently predict what specific conditions cause the lapping light show. What they do know is that it's not actually stars in the sea. It's a bioluminescent phytoplankton called Lingalodinium polyedrum. They produce light using a chemical called luciferin, which is activated as a stress response to sudden movement in the water. As a defense mechanism, this acts a bit like a burglar alarm, aiming to scare away any predators that get too close or attract even bigger predators to eat its predator. Well, it might scare off sea-based predators, but that beautiful blue glow is guaranteed to attract tourists. The coastline of Belize looks like something straight out of a dream, until you spot the giant dark spot on the shore that's ominous enough to give you nightmares. This scary natural phenomenon is Dean's Blue Hole, a terrifying water-filled sinkhole. Though the light blue shores seem shallow and the hole in the middle appears small, it's actually the entrance to an underground cavern that's 330 feet in diameter, sinking a mind-blowing 663 feet down. That's so deep that if you dropped a 60-story building in there, it would just about reach the water's surface. While the idea of such a bizarre underwater bottleneck would have most swimmers running to the shore, free divers relish in the challenges of diving down into the darkness. Without any breathing equipment, they fearlessly leap off the lip of the hole and dive into the depths below. Though none have ever hit the bottom, one free diver has swum down an astonishing 331 feet into this hole on a single breath. But how can such a cavernous, naturally bottlenecked cave exist? Well, scientists believe it formed during past ice ages, when the sea level was around 400 feet lower than it is today. Deep groundwater gradually dissolved the surrounding limestone until a small section of the ceiling collapsed, forming a massive bottlenecked cavern. Then, as the sea levels rose, they filled the hole with water. After that explanation, I'm not sure whether I'm more amazed or terrified. We all know that mountains form when two tectonic plates smash together, buckling upwards into big, jagged spires of rock, right? Well, if that's the case, then how would you explain the perfectly flat plateau of Mount Roraima? Aptly called a tabletop mountain, this amazing ridge of rock forms the highest point of the Pacaraima mountain chain in South America. Its supermassive plateau is a staggering 20 square miles in size and juts up more than 9,200 feet into the air. Its elevation is so sudden that explorers, researchers, and even low-lying clouds have problems trying to scale its peak. But if mountains are formed by buckling upwards, how come Roraima is flat? That's because Roraima didn't come up from the ground. Researchers believe that this square-cut mountain started forming when sand settled and became rock, aka sandstone, at the bottom of ancient oceans some 2 billion years ago. For perspective, the Earth is only about 4.5 billion years old, so this really took some time. After this sandstone formed, the oceans receded and erosion took over, chiseling down the areas around the plateau and creating a giant shelf of super ancient rock. Like that wasn't mind-blowing enough, there are thousands of animal and plant species on the plateau that aren't found anywhere else in the world. Whoa, could this place be any more unique if it tried? In 1986, researcher Christian Lascu was employed to help find the perfect location for a thermal power station in southeastern Romania. During his surveys, he identified an almost 800 feet long cave which, astonishingly, didn't link to the surface. It was an underground cavern that formed some 5.5 million years ago, completely separated from the terrestrial world. Called the Movile Cave, the air down there is different, containing less than half the oxygen than what we breathe on the surface. In place of oxygen, its internal atmosphere is rich in hydrogen sulfide and carbon dioxide, making it a poisonous place for anything that breathes. Life shouldn't exist here, and yet, somehow, it does. Scientists exploring the cave were shocked to discover 48 nightmarish species, including spiders, scorpions, and centipedes, 33 of which aren't seen anywhere else on the entire planet. But how is it possible for life to have developed inside a sealed, toxic atmosphere? Well, life here depends on these strange foamy mats that coat the walls, groundwater, and floors. Unlike the process of photosynthesis on the Earth's surface, where sunlight is converted into energy, these mats are made of bacteria that take their energy from a process called chemosynthesis. This is when sulfur, methane, and ammonium from groundwater oxidize, providing a foul yet bacteria-rich food source for all the freaky underground animals. Somehow, the more I learn about this impossible place, the more I wish I could forget. You usually find rainbows arching across the sky, but in America's Yellowstone National Park, there's one laid out on the ground. I'm talking about the Grand Prismatic Spring found in Yellowstone's Midway Geyser Basin. It's the third largest natural hot spring in the world, and at 370 feet in diameter, it's bigger than an entire football field. But even though it's not the largest hot spring in the world, it's certainly the most colorful. The vibrant blues, greens, yellows, and oranges aren't from the surrounding rocks, but from a variety of heat-loving bacteria. As the geothermally heated water erupts from the center of the spring, it can reach a spicy 189 degrees Fahrenheit. This is too hot to sustain most life, which leaves the middle of the spring a beautifully clear blue color. But as it spreads out, the water cools, creating concentric circles of different bacteria that thrive at different temperatures, ranging from 131 to 189 degrees. I suppose this makes it something of a living thermometer. As amazing as it is to observe, it's mind-blowing to think that if the erupting water were just a few degrees hotter, these incredible colors wouldn't exist at all. So either this crazily colorful spring is one incredibly natural coincidence, or Mother Nature is just showing off.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that most mountains, even ones as large as Mount Everest, change position every year? Only by a few millimeters as tectonic plates down below slowly grind together and gradually move layers of the Earth's crust. But over in Tanzania, there are mountains that somehow move a phenomenal 55 feet every year. Now, they're known as the Moving Mountains, but looking at them, I'm not too sure about that last part of their name. A more accurate title would be the Shifting Sand Dunes, which are found in Tanzania's Ngorongoro Conservation Area. However, these 33 feet high and 330 feet wide mounds don't move like normal sand dunes either. For starters, the sand is weirdly dark compared to the landscape around it. This is because it contains a strangely large amount of magnetized volcanic ash. The dune's magnetism is so strong that if you throw a handful of it into the air, it apparently clumps back together and rejoins the dune. So as strong winds drag the dune in different directions, the sand sticks together, leaving the same crescent shapes dotted over the landscape. But there's almost no other magnetic ash in the area. So where exactly did these bizarre magnetic dunes come from? They are believed to come from the now extinct Ngorongoro volcano. It's believed to have erupted around 2.5 million years ago. But even today, ash from its eruption is still rolling across the landscape. Talk about leaving your mark on the world. If you've seen the Titanic, you'll know that icebergs can grow to be big and solid enough to take down entire ships. That one in particular was estimated to be a whopping 100 feet high and 400 feet long. But alarming lumps that size are, forgive me for the pun, just the tip of the iceberg. In February 2021, research teams studying the Brunt Ice Shelf in Antarctica witnessed a mind-bending event. A gigantic crack suddenly snaked through the 500 feet thick ice shelf. It came almost a decade after scientists detected a growth of vast cracks in the ice, but what happened next took even the most experienced scientists by surprise. Instead of the ice breaking off in small sections, a staggering 490 square mile iceberg snapped off in one. For perspective, this menacing mound of ice is bigger than the entire city of Los Angeles. Since it snapped off in February, research teams have been keeping a close eye on this island-sized iceberg, naming it A74. Icebergs naturally break off from Antarctica into the ocean as the seasons change, but one this size is something else. It's a gigantic, city-sized floating island. How impossibly large does that sound? Currently, it hasn't drifted too far from its Antarctic location. Even so, I don't think any ships will risk traveling through those waters anytime soon. Scotland is famous for its world-class whiskies, but it's also home to a sight that's so strange, you'll wonder if it's a drunken hallucination, even if you're sober. The Isle of Staffa is an island with a plateau that appears to be impossibly perched on top a jungle of hexagonal-shaped stilts. But it wasn't man that propped up this lump of land. Entirely volcanic in origin, the hexagonal stilts are actually columns of basalt that were created some 50 million years ago. As the island was being formed, a layer of very smooth, well-mixed lava began to cool evenly, probably thanks to its exposure to the sea. As it cooled, each part of the lava contracted and shrank into itself, pulling the lava into evenly spaced centers. This created fractured chunks of cooled lava that are all impeccably hexagonal. This is known as columnar jointing, the most fascinating example of which can be found inside one of the island's otherworldly caverns. Fingal's Cave is a sea cave that opens like a mouth lined with hexagonal basalt teeth into the heart of the island. In reality, though, the cave was formed when a tilt in tectonic pressure forced a crack to open in the otherwise impenetrable basalt armor. The sea has slowly eroded parts of the cave within, producing a perfect path around the edge. Couldn't look like it was more perfectly built for tourists if it tried. In the far reaches of northern Uzbekistan lies Muinak, a city that really shouldn't exist. Even though it's in the middle of a desert, countless abandoned boats and ships can be found scattered throughout the place. Rusted beyond repair, the presence of these old boats in such a sun-scorched land is enough to make anyone scratch their heads. But if we rewind 100 years, Muinak's situation begins to make sense. Believe it or not, back then, Muinak was a bustling fishing port. It was perfectly situated on the shores of the salty Aral Sea, the fourth largest salt sea in the world. Many other port towns grew around it, but in the 1960s, a series of Soviet dams began diverting the sea's two main water sources, the Amu Darya and the Syr Darya rivers. This extensive irrigation greatly reduced the amount of water flowing into the Aral, and by the year 2000, it had lost a staggering 75% of its volume. A quick look at Google Maps will show the faint silhouette of where the sea was and what dismal amount remains today. The devastating dams put 10,000 fishermen out of work, leaving many with no choice but to abandon their boats and find work elsewhere. Thousands of people still call the city home, but without the vital Aral Sea, it's likely Muinak will one day be as abandoned as its ships. If I ask you to imagine the most dangerous stretch of water in the world, what comes to mind? Maybe some whitewater rapids, perhaps a 1,000-foot waterfall, or even one of those deep, dark blue holes. Well, what about a strid? More specifically, the Bolton Strid in Yorkshire, England. At a glance, it looks like a lovely little babbling brook that's probably a few feet deep at best. You must be mad to think there was any danger that could compare to a raging waterfall here, right? Wrong. Just 30 feet upstream, the wide, rushing River Wharfe barrels towards this exact brook. So where does this immense amount of water go exactly? Well, instead of remaining wide, the bottleneck of the brook forces the water to flow vertically as it travels down a tight natural shaft in the rocks. Years of erosion have deepened the channel further down, so while the Strid may look like a little stream from the banks, there's a river's worth of force flowing beneath the surface. And it's this deceptive-looking surface that's dragged down many happy-go-lucky wanderers over the years. It's so dangerous that local records indicate it's claimed the lives of every single person who's ever set foot in it. Knowing that, I think I'll go find a bridge. Thanks. Unless you're an avid geologist, you might not think that rocks are all that interesting. However, there's one mega rock that appears to defy nature and physics in equal measure: the Al Nasla rock formation of Tema, Saudi Arabia. Even though it looks like someone has carved this thing straight down the middle with some sort of ultra-precise laser, that super straight slit is, astonishingly, all natural. But that's not its only amazing feature. There are two small pedestals are all that separate the bizarre boulders from the ground. I mean, the entire thing looks like it was built in Minecraft rather than real life. So how exactly was this precariously balanced rock split so perfectly without toppling over? Well, leading geology theories suggest that the split was likely caused by some sort of huge tectonic motion thousands of years ago. The ground shifted underneath one half of the rock, causing it to split in two. Another theory is that this rock was once a part of an underground fault line, as the material surrounding faults tends to be weaker and erodes more easily from forces like water and wind. While this makes a lot of sense, it's not enough for some non-geologists who claim that the perfect split could only have been achieved by, well, aliens with laser beams. I don't know about you, but I think aliens probably have more intelligent things to do than sawing a desert rock in half. With that being said, what do you think caused this incredible crack? The color of ponds is usually limited to deep blue, murky green, or dull brown, though there's one incredibly colored exception to this rule over in Hokkaido, Japan. Here, the aptly named Blue Pond is such a rare, vibrant shade of blue that it looks like it's made from Kool-Aid. And just like Kool-Aid, there's nothing natural about it. It was artificially created in 1988 after a dam was built on the Bi River. This was to stop volcanic mudflows from the erupting Mount Tokachi from reaching the nearby town. However, the reason why the color is so vibrant is something of a mystery. Scientists believe it has something to do with the high concentration of aluminium hydroxide in the water, which doesn't dissolve easily and so reflects the sunlight in a unique way. This means, depending on the weather, the water can appear bright blue or jade green. Sulfur in the water from the nearby volcano also bleaches the rocks lining the bottom, giving the pond a kind of blank canvas that only increases the vibrancy of the incredible coloring. I don't know about you, but this pond really blew me away. The Sahara Desert is the largest hot desert in the entire world, with a total area of 3.6 million square miles. But not all of it is made up of parched earth and sand. In West African Mauritania, the sands of the Sahara give way to a supersized structure that looks, unbelievably, like a single giant eye. Emphasis on the giant. This thing stretches roughly 25 miles in diameter, making it so huge that it can be seen from space. But what is this thing doing out in the middle of the desert amidst seemingly endless sand dunes? Well, for a start, it's not actually the eye of some continent-sized slumbering monster, so we can all rest easy on that front. Scientists believe this weird wonder is actually an old volcanic dome that formed around 100 million years ago. A slow buildup of pressure from a growing pocket of magma forced this part of the Earth's crust to bulge out like a giant pimple. However, it didn't explode like a volcano, and so after 100 million years of being eroded by the desert sands, the bulge was worn down. This has gradually revealed the onion-like layers of rock beneath, which has ended up looking like a set of concentric circles chiseled into the landscape. Or at least, that's the leading theory. Scientists aren't 100% sure this is the case, and some believe it's actually the impact site of a meteor that fell to Earth. Well, whatever it is, I'm just happy it's not the eye of some massive desert-dwelling monster. Which of these amazing places blew your mind the most? And have you ever been lucky enough to see one of them with your own eyes? I exist in a place that shouldn't be on Earth, but that's because I podcast from space. See you next episode.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.